Down in the jungles of Mexico, there's a legend that began many ages ago of a creature that crawled from a radioactive lake. Some said it was a mutant, both serpent and man, or a squid-like beast, but nobody planned to discover a rubber-suited guy who looks real fake. And that's Octoman. He stands 8 foot tall and he walks with a jerk. He's got 6 long arms, but only 2 of them work. But he swings them around and somehow people die. And he spells his name Octa with an A, not an O. Hey, maybe it's a family thing. Hell, I don't know, but I don't intend to ask him eye to eye. No, sir, not Octoman.
Well, then came a team of gringos from some fancy northern town in an air-conditioned luxury RV. The scientists, they only want to save the beasts, but the hotshots want to put him on TV.
But then trouble started brewing in the local town when Octoman's wrath started coming down and the villagers started getting picked off one by one.
But them sciencey folk, they weren't too wise. Took them half the dang movie to realize those creepy little baby Cthulhus were the spawn of Octoman.
Well, then came the final showdown by the shores of Octa Lake, with his tender hidden heart put to the test. When the woman he attempted to abduct 2 times showed her feelings when she shot him in the chest.
But a hail of bullets couldn't bring him down. Then he waved goodbye and turned around, and he casually sauntered back into his lake.
And now Octoman's legend has still survived with a little bit of help from Rift Tracks Live. And there's one thing history will never dispute. At the bottom of that lake lies a fella in a rubber suit. That's Octoman.
Okay, he's kind of late. But there you go. It's Octoman.